Dr. Randy here in the Intentional Living Center. I was thinking coming into my studio here, Intentional Living Studio today, about that passage in the book of Psalms, Psalm 90, where it says, Lord, teach me to number my days that I can have a heart after you, heart after wisdom. And I didn't put it in the computer, but I think I'm on about day 24,000 in my life. I don't know, right around there. But every day of our life is filled with something, isn't it? And it's interesting. I can go back and forget what you did yesterday. But every day, is, as I put it, yesterday was sort of the tuition on today. You paid a tuition yesterday on either being very intentional with your life and moving forward, or unintentional in your life and not so much. And that became the tuition on what you've learned and where you are today. Got me thinking about a program topic that we touch on from time to time. We've called Dear Younger Me. Thinking about when you go back to the earlier years of your marriage, your family, your life, what would you tell yourself if you could whisper in that ear of that back to the future experience, right? Some of you remember that very popular movie from many years ago. And what would you tell yourself? And by the way, this isn't just to bring up a bunch of regret in our life, because the research shows we all have it. We all have something we wish we could go back and change, but we can't. That was life, and God had something in plan that day for us. And the point is, we have today, and today is what matters. And what the research shows us, however, is that as far as long-term regrets, education and career, relationships, of course, and then personal growth, not pursuing passions or goals in your life. I'll tell you what I'd like to do here, because our whole ministry is about today, being intentional today and moving forward. But we've got some younger folks who are listening maybe today who are thinking maybe some wisdom from those a few years ahead, maybe a decade or two ahead, and saying, hey, if I could go back and whisper in my ear when I was 20, what would I tell myself? Or when I was 30, what would I tell myself? Or as a teenager, what would I tell myself? And we can all listen in and learn from it. How's that sound? Dear younger me, what would you tell yourself? Give us a call, 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717 is the number. It's interesting. Some of you know the name J. Paul Getty. If you've ever been to the Getty in Los Angeles, fantastic place for art and history and so on. And that was set up by the foundation of J. Paul Getty, who was a very wealthy, he was the billionaire of the 19th and 20th centuries, married five times in 35 years. And he made this statement, I hate to be a failure. I hate the regret and failure of my marriages. And then he went on to say, I would gladly give all of my millions for just one lasting marital success. Interesting. So that was his contribution to this topic today. Good reminder. If you're married, make it work. Work it. And trust God. What would you tell a younger self that maybe you would pass along to that grandson or daughter coming up behind you, or your son or daughter? 888-888-1717. Let's go. Yvette, think about it. Share with us what a younger Yvette would say, and maybe even pass along to your kids coming up behind you.
To be content. With Philippians 4:11, it's saying, you know, not that I have ever in need, for I have learned how to be content for whatever I have. And I have really struggled with that, and it seems like I've wasted so much of my life. Just, you know, when I get that job, when I get that man, when I get that house, when I get that car, when I get the money, when I pay off my bill, I've just haven't been, God has really revealed to me, I'm not even playing, probably like in the last 2 weeks, to just be content, to really enjoy every single day and enjoy the journey and be content. And like Paul says, I mean, he learned the secret of being content. And I think that's what I would tell my younger self, is be content.
Yeah, and that's great, Yvette. And you know, the Apostle Paul, when he's writing all of this, he's not necessarily in a happy place. He may be in prison, chained to the wall because of his faith and learning to be content when with plenty, with nothing. Maybe you're listening today. We have many men and women who listen to us who are incarcerated all around the country, some on podcasts around the world, perhaps. Can you be content there? I'm going to tell you something, and I'm not flipping and saying this. Some of you are more free behind bars today than there are some of us who are outside and captive in so many other ways in our life and not experiencing freedom. In many ways, it's an inside job, isn't it? That sense of being content and being free in our life. You know, the Bible tells us, then we're going to take a break and come back. Love to have you join us. What's something you tell a younger self? 888-888-1717. At the end of his life, writing Solomon, he's gone through all of the excitement of the Song of Solomon that we read. We've gone through all the wisdom of Proverbs, and he's writing Ecclesiastes. And at the end of Ecclesiastes, the very last chapter, as he's sharing this book of wisdom, he says to young people, don't let the excitement of youth cause you to forget your Creator. Honor him in your youth before you grow old and say, life is not pleasant anymore. Because it is collective, it's cumulative in our life, good and bad. Intentional living today, what one thing are you pursuing? Here's the basis of intentional living. Either focus on one thing or you're distracted by many.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Where are you going? That's the goal question. One thing I do, Paul says, forgetting those things which are behind, I press toward the goal for the high calling in Jesus Christ. If you want to be successful in life, and I say to the young people here in particular, and I think those of us who've been around a while will testify to this, if you don't have worthwhile goals, your life will be mediocre. While that tree is thriving to grow, you and I can grow this far and stop. There's nothing that is more painful to see than a baby that fails to thrive. And I think the only thing that might be worse is to see an adult like you and me who have failed to thrive in Christ.
Boy, that's so true. An excerpt from a lesson that I prepared and shared with our team that's over on our website now as a featured lesson for this month on thriving, that whole topic and the power, what that means in your life and your relationships. And it's in our member exclusive site. We have a lot of free resources and things there and archive programs, but we have a special spot for our members who support us and the ministry to keep us going. And that's available to you there at theintentionallife.com. theintentionallife.com. When you join, we'll make sure you get the code, you can get in there. But beyond that, you're helping together, we can reach people for Christ. And that's why we do it. So you can call, talk to one of our team, join up today, 888-888-1717. Press 1 to talk to me, or press prompt number 2, take you to our team, or go to theintentionallife.com.
I remember growing up, I wasn't always the respectful child. And looking back, yeah, I thought that what my parents were saying was absolutely ridiculous. But growing up made me realize everything they said had a purpose. And once I gained that appreciation for even the most ridiculous sounding things that they told me I couldn't do, it really changed my perspective about my parents and about how much they loved me and wanted me to succeed and wanted the best life for me and wanted me to be the best version of myself. So I realized after that respect is definitely huge. Granted, it took me a really long time to get there, but it really made a difference once I started being more respectful to my parents. I mean, now my little brother, the youngest, he's 16, is so disrespectful to my parents, and it just hurts me so bad to see. He hasn't yet realized that they're just trying to help him. Everything that they say is to make him a better person and help him grow in God and in life in general.
Telling the younger self and many listening, hopefully. To the calls. Josie is in Arizona. Hi there. How are you today?
I am doing well.
Good.
I would tell my younger self that persevere through the difficulties of life. I mean, I'm in my 60s and looking back now, moving off the Navajo Reservation onto the big city, the fifth biggest city here,
mm-hmm.
is learn whatever you can and persevere through the trials and errors. And
was that hard for you to do?
Goodbye. Oh, yes, there was plenty of roadblocks, but with God, it was possible. My favorite scripture is Philippians 4:13. I can do everything through him who gives me strength. And in Navajo, you can say that. And that's how you say it in Navajo.
Fantastic. So you moved from, where did you move from, and then you moved into Phoenix?
I moved from Window Rock.
Okay.
The smallest town called Ganado.
And why did you do that? And what have you learned persevering, making that change? It had to be a huge cultural change, life change for you. What did you learn about yourself through that whole process?
Through that, you know, I had to learn to depend on God, learn to persevere through prayers, and just hang in there by the grace of God. Just rely on him, because, you know, I'm off the reservation and into this new world that I don't even know, that I'm experimenting, you know, living in the city. I never knew what a city was like until I moved to a big city.
Yeah.
As a child growing up on the Navajo Reservation, I was in this little bubble that I only knew nature, the skies, the stars, the rain, the moon, you know, it's nature is what I grew up with. So coming into the city was a whole new world for me.
Yeah. How long ago did you move in?
I moved here in 1987.
So it's been a while. All right. And so, I mean, how many people did you have in your town where you came from? You said near Window Rock.
In that small town called Ganado, maybe less than 10,000.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all scarce all over. You know, we don't live all together. We're all scarce in different communities.
Yes.
So it's probably more now.
But persevere. That's the message. Share in Navajo again, one more time, that passage in Philippians chapter 4.
Christ betzil go asosen go as tonel benesh on teshlich.
Amen. Thank you. I'm glad you're listening, Josie, and thank you for reminding us. Perseverance, you know, I think that's even biblical, isn't it? The Bible reminds us about that.
Yeah.
All right. Have a great day in Phoenix.
Thank you. Uh-huh. I love listening to you, Randy. Thank you.
Thank you. Josie, glad you're listening. From the reservation to the big city, you've, what, four or five, whatever, a lot of people in the metro area. And we're glad you're all listening in Metro Phoenix 90.3. Big signal, 100,000 watts off of South Mountain. Beautiful town. Great place. We're talking about Dear Younger Me, what would you tell a younger self? Give us a call. Tell us what one thing would you say to yourself that maybe you'd pass on to someone else coming up. Josie reminds us about perseverance. Let's find out what Lucinda has for us as well in Arizona. Hi there. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
You know, sure. You know, it's funny that you brought this up, because just a couple of days ago, I was talking to my good friend. We were roommates 40 years ago. And I was just saying to her that if I could tell my younger self that God is your provider and trust in Him, then, you know, it would have been so much easier for me in my 20s when I was working three jobs, just burning the candle at both ends, trying to make ends meet. And if I could have just learned then that you put God first and you put and you trust in Him to provide, then your life is so much less complicated. And I went on, and I've learned that through the years. We adopted two kids, and I had to stay home, quit my career, and stay home with them. And I had to rely on God to provide for us, and He certainly did. Out of nowhere, yeah. He would provide our needs, and He always has. And since, you know, if you put Him first, He's there for you. Always.
So when you were younger, was it worry or anxiety that you struggled with the waiting for the provider?
When I was younger, I had accepted the Lord when I was 10, but I, you know, you still think that you got to do things yourself. Sometimes it's a learning curve, and I wasn't strong enough in my faith to understand that you need to consult God in everything, in all your decisions. Put Him first. And so I had a good job. I was working for a surgeon, but it wasn't paying the bills. So then I started waiting tables at night, and I still needed more. And so then I got a job working for a dry cleaner on my off days. So I would go months without a day off and spinning my wheels. But the more I grew in my Christianity and my walk with the Lord, that's when I learned that, oh my goodness, I should have, you know, consulted Him first way back then, and it would have been so much easier.
Mm. That's a good reminder. And I got a couple verses for you too, and you know from Proverbs, often quoted here, Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord, lean not on your own understanding, in all your ways acknowledge Him, and then He'll direct your path. You realize how many of the scriptures that we have in the Bible are conditional. In other words, God's promises are conditioned on our part as well, trusting Him, loving Him, obeying Him, and so on. We love to focus on all the things that God will do for us, and He does. He loves us. He cares for us. But let's also understand we got a part to play in terms of sometimes, here's what I say, God's hope is given. It's a gift. You can't earn it. There's nothing you can do. We're saved by grace through faith, and that not of ourselves, right? But then it goes on to say, we're a masterpiece made for good works. And so intentional living is all about getting the distracted part of life set aside as far as we can. And that's what we're hearing today. We're hearing people saying, you know, I could have or should have and made a difference in my life if I hadn't been so distracted with other things, my own emotions, my own priorities, my own whatever. And trust Him and keep that focus. But then do that intentionally, and then add to that one thing every day. We're big about, listen, we can be overwhelmed with 100 things that I know I should do and ought to do, and not because God will love me more, but just because I know it'll glorify Him and I'm going to benefit from it. If you want to, listen, you want to have a good marriage, you got to work at it. If you want to get out of debt, you got to have a plan and do something every day. Glorify God, and it's going to benefit you. Intentional living is a combination of being focused on that one thing that He's spoken to you about, and then acting on it every day. And if you don't, you end up in the quadrants we call of good intentions or an unintentional life. And our goal here is to help you really experience God's best. Okay, let's take another quick break. We'll be back. Phone line reopened for you. What would you tell a younger self that you want to share with the world and encourage someone coming up behind you? 888-888-1717.
Are you trying to fix your child's behavior or shape who they're becoming? In Dr. Randy's message titled, You Were Meant to Thrive, you'll learn how to parent from the inside out so you can raise kids with purpose, not just manage the moment.
Parenting is an inside job, inside before outside, truth before opinion. You as a parent or grandparent will never be successful in raising your kids or grandkids if you focus on the outside before the inside.
Support Intentional Living with a monthly gift today, and you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message and get unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. Don't miss out on this special opportunity. Give now, and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
And thank you for doing that. 888-888-1717, Intentional Living Center, part of Intentional Life Media, helping you live like you want to become. That's really what it is. Living today the way God intends for your life to go tomorrow. Because if we try to do it our own way, we end up kind of in a cul-de-sac sometimes, going around circles, which is not a good thing. So we're talking about Dear Younger Me, and the idea is, what would you tell a younger self? Not to get caught in regret, but to be reminded that we have today, these 24 hours. And yesterday was a tuition that we paid for today. And maybe the tuition, you took advantage of it in a positive way. You build into your life. You saved a little more. You maybe sacrificed a little more. You served a little more. You loved a little more. Whatever it may have been, and today you're getting seeing some of the benefit of that. I mean, the obvious example is in the physical world. When we take care of our body yesterday, it's a little better today and maybe a little better tomorrow. And so that same principle works in other areas of our life as well. And that's really coming down to what intentional life in Christ is all about. And so that's why we're here. And we'll be back with some more calls in just a moment.
Hi, my name is Jackie. I'm listening to your intentional half hour on marriage and wanting to know what our rookie mistakes are. Well, my mistake, I was never successful in marriage. And my mistake was God was not the center. I was at the center of everything, or my husband was, and I never really understood what it meant to be totally committed to Christ and through Christ to be committed to a marriage. And that would be my advice for any young couple starting out now, would be put Christ in the middle. He is the leader. He is the way. I'm 73 years old, and sadly, it's taken me this long to figure all that out. So I wish all of you good luck and a blessed marriage. Thank you.
All right. We're never too old to learn something. At least we shouldn't be, right? Let's go to Michigan. Natalie's on the line. Hi there, Natalie. How's it going today?
Hi, Dr. Randy. It's going well. How are you doing today?
Good. Appreciate your call. What would you tell a younger Natalie?
So a younger Natalie, I think, would need to really sit down and hear that it's her parents' first time living, too.
Explain.
So I don't know a single adult who went through their younger years who didn't resent a rule or a stipulation that their parent may have put in place, whether that's coming home at a certain time, not hanging out with a certain crowd, not listening to certain music. You know, we've all kind of been there and, you know, gone down that path. And I feel like a lot of us may have looked at our parents as like, I know exactly what you're trying to do. You're just trying to hurt me and take away all the fun. And, you know, we look at our parents as someone who they want to take it away because they just don't understand. Mm-hmm. They, to us, it seems like they've lived forever and they might know everything, but they just implement those rules just to implement them. But really, it's our parents' first time living too. So a lot of the firsts that we experience, they're experiencing too. And I've grown up, I've had my own family, and it took me until I lost my mother in a very tragic and violent domestic violence incident that led me to a place of understanding and trusting and love. I learned more and knew more about my mother and her death than I ever did in her life. And it was so unfair. But what was more unfair was wallowing in that and being sad and using it to nobody's advantage. So in time, I have gone back to the church. I have gotten my son enrolled in classes. We have his baptism coming up in just a few weeks. And my stepfather, who is currently serving a life sentence in prison, I pray for him every day because I can't not love him, and I can't ignore that he played such a powerful and impactful role in my life for so long. Mm-hmm. I fear what's in store for him later on, but that's not for me to worry about now. It's what is for me to do is to just realize that she did her best, and with my family, I'm going to experience the same things that I put her through, and it's never fair, but, you know, just keep in mind that it's our parents' first time living, too.
That is a story. Thank you for calling and sharing with us, Natalie, and of course, we all feel very terrible for your journey and for your mom and for everything. I mean, no one wins in this. But the fact that you've taken something that's so awful, so painful, so destructive, and chosen to say, Lord, what can I learn through this? And not allow it to drop you into that pit of anger and resentment. And I'm sure you've had moments, I can only imagine. But to say, Lord, whatever it is today, and I close with this, thought. Whatever it is that you look back on in your life, please don't get stuck in the regret. That's where Satan camps. He loves it. He'll pull that string every time. He'll say, yeah, I'll take a look at this. Remember that? Remember the limitation in your life? You're not capable. God doesn't love you. You can't do that. And allow this to be a moment, hopefully today, as you hear these stories, to know that today is what matters. We look in the rearview mirror of our car, not to drive forward, but to just see what's coming up behind us to get a reminder. And it's a quick glance and then back to the big windshield, right? And that's really how we should live our lives. So today has been just a quick look into the rearview mirror to learn something that can help us as we're moving forward. All right. With that being said, we're going to stay here in the studio and record for tomorrow, the show that'll be aired tomorrow, right? Wednesday. I'm sorry. That's right. Today's Friday, right? Wednesday. And so if you want to be a part of the show, thank you, Jennifer, for the reminder. Tell us your younger me story. We'd love to hear it. 888-888-1717 right now. I'm Dr. Randy, Intentional Living, and we're a ministry of Intentional Life Media. Have a good day.